Rising crime and a lack of space are driving some people out of the Auckland region, and it seems in search of a better life further south, much further south. This is according to a Queenstown real estate company. Tall Poppy business partner Keely Anderson is with us this morning to explain more. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
What are people looking to get out of Auckland actually saying to you, Keely?
Well, there has always been phenomenal demand from Aucklanders for the whole Lakes District in general. But there's other driving factors that are still there. There's jobs, lifestyle benefits, family motivations and things. But what is new into the conversations now that is becoming a determining factor in their decision-making is the crime rate. So, you know, they're more attracted to smaller communities, areas where crime rate gets stamped out a bit faster. They're looking for those small town values, people know their neighbours, southern hospitality, that sort of thing.
Has there been any change in the demographic of people moving into your region?
No, it's actually a really broad mix of people. Lately I've been working with a couple who are first-time buyers currently renting in Auckland who holidayed here over the Christmas period, and they've decided that it's where they want to raise their kids. There was a robbery on their street right before they came, so that was mentioned to me. I've dealt with retirees who are moving down and who want peace of mind, who have experienced break-ins. I was dealing with a single guy from Auckland last year who said to me that his neighbourhood is totally transformed in the last 10 years, but particularly in the last 2 years, and so he wanted out too. So it is a broad range.
So it's about crime as much as the attraction of the lifestyle around Queenstown.
It's a factor that's now getting weighed into their decision-making, which wasn't previously. We never had those discussions before. They were looking at all of the other opportunities and benefits, but they were never calling me at the rate that they are now and asking me very specifically, are there any areas between the Lakes District and Central Otago, are there suburbs that are good or bad? Because how we measure good or bad is whether it's icy on the road in the winter, how much sun does it get, how close is it to the lake? Like, these are our measures of
all right.
That's obviously what you know about the crime aspect.
They're not moving for the cell phone reception, obviously, so just one very quick question. Can you say which parts of Auckland they're leaving?
Oh, it seems to be pretty broad. It seems to be actually like the whole sort of central upper North Island. It's not just restricted to Auckland.
All right. Good on you. We will leave it there because the signal's getting a little bit iffy. That may be something that with more people moving to the area, the cell phone companies might invest a few more bob.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl, you get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.